Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, it's Ask the Expert here in Lunchtime Live. And this week, Barry Kenny, who's the head of corporate communications with Éire na Ruadhéireann, is in the hot seat to answer all of your questions. How's things, Barry? All
very good? Very good, Andrea. And you, yes?
Yeah, not too bad at all. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Get your messages, your voice notes into us, Barry. Only too delighted to answer them for you. Are there much repair works been carried out at the moment?
We've actually taken it pretty handy through the summer. It's right. Such a busy summer with events. The last one we had on the Dart Line, I think, was the June bank holiday, and we've nothing until mid-September.
Yeah.
More localised works, but with every weekend there's a concert on, there's a match on, there's something on, which is great, and it's really, really busy.
Right, question for Barry. I recently got the train from Dunboyne to the city, found no seats, a lot of people squashed against the doors and on the aisles for after one stop. The line opened in 2010 with three carriages. We still have three carriages, even though Dunboyne and the surrounding areas have increased in population. Bennettstown has almost 500 units currently being built beside the M3 Parkway station. A new development of 715 units also recently passed permission beside the Dunboyne station. So when is there going to be more carriages from a Dunboyne resident?
Well, there are definitely more services since 2010 as well. Our next new trains are coming into service next year. We're getting new battery electric Darts. They will go on the Drogheda line, but they will free up some other commuter trains and intercity trains for other routes, and the Maynooth Dunboyne line would absolutely be in the mix for that. And we've got 285 of those carriages coming in over the next few years. So as more of those come into service, again, we are able to free up, and ultimately, of course, the Maynooth Dunboyne line will actually become a Dart as part of the Dart Plus investment, with the physical works on that starting next year.
So the 285 new carriages?
Yes, they are indeed.
Okay. Yeah. So will they replace...
No, 185 of them are brand new capacity, and 100 of them will replace the original Dart, which is still running since 1984, the first Dart carriages. So 185 of those are completely new capacity, which is obviously significant.
So will that mean there'll be increased services or just more carriages on that a particular service?
With those, you'll get more carriages than individual services, but the Dart Plus works, which we're also doing, as I say, those works will start on the Maynooth Dunboyne line next year in terms of the enabling works. That will ultimately allow us to run more trains as well.
087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. This texter recently travelled from Galway to Dublin on the train. Took ages. Next time I'm going to drive, so I'm wondering, why are the train services so slow?
They're not slow. We have very good line speeds there. One of the issues we have on quite a bit of the network in the Galway line after Port Arlington would be one of these, is we've got single track. So you've got to wait for a passing section of track at certain points along the route. We are looking at Port Arlington Athlone to see what the scope is in terms of doubling track there. We're putting a passing section in at Oran Mór at the moment, again, to both increase frequency and allow trains go more quickly as well. And actually, the Galway route is so busy. We've increased that service quite a number of times.
But it's still ultimately, to 2.5 hours. We got it ourselves for the summer tour.
There's a few 2 hours 15s there as well.
That easily.
It needs to be more. Yeah, but you won't have as relaxing and enjoyable and comfortable a journey on it. But we do want to expand the service and improve the journey times. And a lot of the investment that's built around the All-Ireland Rail Review will focus on that. So right now, the Oran Mór works are happening. We have a brand new station in Kent Station just nearing completion, looks amazing. And again, with the new carriages, frees up intercity carriages, allows us to do some work, some extra work on other routes.
Listener here is getting in touch about Houston Station. Caters for half the country. It's huge. Many people travel to Dublin for medical reasons and need assistance getting from the platform to the Lewis or taxi services. Irish Rail say you can book this, but when you arrive, there's nobody to meet you. When you get off the platform, if you phone, you're told all the wheelchairs are busy. I thought it was dreadful, especially if you have a medical appointment. I booked the day before I leave for Dublin and confirm at the ticket desk when leaving. Doesn't seem to make a difference. On return last time, two other people were ahead of me for assistance, but had been told there were no wheelchairs available. When I kicked up a fuss, a wheelchair magically appeared. Is there just one wheelchair for all of Houston?
No, there's. I get the exact detail for you, Andrea, but look, obviously it's hugely important that people book assistance, that it's provided, that it's ready. We are bringing in a new assistance app, which will give, I think, stronger confirmation for customers. We have a very, I have to say, if there has been service fall downs, it's not acceptable, because we're effectively 99.99% in terms of those assistants, but it has to be 100%. It may simply have been a staff availability issue at that particular time, unfortunately, for which we apologise. But it's critically important. Like, we're investing to make access easier, but as the customer says, at times you need assistance between the front of the station.
That's a fair point for that listener, and obviously frustrating for them. So for people listening today, you know, like at the airport, if they need assistance or, you know, maybe a wheelchair assistance around the airport for walking, how do you make contact with Éireann Ó Éireann about organising that?
We have an access@irishrail.ie email. There's also the phone line as well. And a lot of customers who are regular customers actually make arrangements with their local station as well. But the accessibility app that we're bringing in later this year, it'll be app, it'll be phone line, it will be website 24/7, allowing you to book that, to get confirmation that the assistance is there for you. And also it'll be better for our staff because they'll see where they have to be and when.
087 1400 106 WhatsApp number. We'll fly through some of these. You'll be glad to know, listener looking to start an apprenticeship. So when can you apply for them to start after the Leaving Cert of 2027?
We will be in the spring of next year. This year it was February, March that we advertised for 2026. So similar time of year. Very, very popular apprenticeship program. We got 40 apprentices starting now in September. We actually had the UK government over in the week to look at our apprentice centre because Andy Milburn is very keen on... what did I say? What's his name? I can't remember now. Is very keen on... Andy Burnham, sorry. It's the Milburn was the name of the man that was over. Is very keen on apprenticeships, and it was great to have the British ambassador and his representative for this over to have a look at our Inchicore apprentice school.
Listener wondering about when will there be extra carriages in the train from Wicklow town. Currently the 7:30 a.m. train has people standing from Wicklow to Dunleary.
Yep, very, very busy route. We have an investment there. We are going to be increasing the frequency of the service. It's to an hourly service all day. It's going to again have the battery electric darts. It is probably kind of 2029 that we're going to have a significant improvement there, I'm afraid. I don't want to give a false date on it, whatever. We'll be lengthening platform as well to Wicklow to allow longer trains on all of the services as well.
Ask Barry when the second entrance to Pierce Station, one of the country's busiest, why it closes at 7 p.m. each day.
That is actually something we work with. It's for peak, I suppose. It's a peak overflow when it goes out onto Pierce Street as opposed to the main entrance on Westland Row. And it's a security thing. We've got a better foot flow and we manage the security after night. It is also through Trinity College's property as well. So we have an agreement there with them.
Why is there no train stations or stops in Kilmallock in County Limerick and Blarney, which is a busy commuter town for Cork, both serviced by the Dublin Cork railway line?
Well, the Blarney we are. That is one of 8 stations that we are planning to open in the Cork commuter area. We've already got 2 planning applications in for Blackpool and Dunkettle. Blarney would be further on. No immediate plans for Kilmallock. Charleville is relatively close there. But look, obviously, if in the future there's scope there, we own the property around there and it is something that we can develop.
Listener says, I'm a Lewis driver and I've applied a couple of times to be a train driver. Never get past the assessment stage. I do a very similar job. Surely you can bypass some of the stuff if I'm doing a similar job already.
Well, ultimately, I suppose they're hugely popular. I mean, we have, I think the last round of driver applications, we had something like 8,500 applications. So we do have to do quite a significant sift in the first instance to make it a more manageable process. The assessment is there. It's equal for everybody. Mm-hmm. All I'd say is hope the listener keeps trying. Yeah. But we are expanding and we will be recruiting again.
The train from Castlebar the last day was selling tickets to Dublin for Coach G. There was no Coach G though when people arrived and they were left standing for 3 hours.
Well, if it's a case that has happened, there may be a late maintenance issue where there's a fault and a train has to be replaced and it isn't one that, I suppose, matches the same size. If you've booked a seat and if your seat or an alternative isn't available, we will refund you and we'd apologise for that.
If you were on a phantom carriage, get on to you.
I mean, it's not something that's done deliberately. It would only be, I mean, the alternative Things is not happen. Running any train, you know, and obviously we will ensure that a service runs in that situation.
Lister just wants to say that they had a really pleasant experience from Dublin to Tralee and Tralee to Dublin yesterday. Cleanliness was obvious in the trains and in Houston.
It's great to hear. And as I say, anybody with other similar stories, please feel free to phone in a message.
I live 20 miles outside of Kent Station in Cork. I often have to drive to Dublin because I can't get a space at the station. Notwithstanding the fact that I actually had bought the train ticket.
It is, I have to say, our car park in Kent Station is under pressure. It is something we're looking at to see, is there anything that we can do? It's a very tight property around there. What I will say is between bus services are improving, our own Cork commuter services will be improving, so there'll be improved transport links into Kent Station, but it is a challenge. It's a challenge we have in quite a few stations as we become busier.
Why will the passenger rail service between Adair and Limerick only run for the Ryder Cup? Surely it's an opportunity to open up a new permanent rail service on an exceptionally busy route.
Well,
it's a great question.
The line is being developed for freight initially. We'll have the Fines freight line finished at the end of this year and operational next year. There's quite a significant investment that would be required to have services in and out of Limerick. The freight services and indeed the Ryder Cup services will be going out towards Limerick Junction. So firstly, we're not running a Limerick to Adair service at the Ryder Cup. We're connecting from Dublin, Cork and Kerry at Limerick Junction through. The line will be there. We certainly see scope in the future to invest in this. But for now, it is freight, with the exception of that temporary station out there for the Ryder Cup.
Recently travelled from Dublin to Cork on Irish Rail at around 6 p.m. It was my first time taking the train in Ireland. I was surprised to learn that I couldn't purchase a half bottle of wine or a cold beer for the journey.
Can't buy any alcohol on board at the moment. Apologies about that. That's something we did serve it prior to COVID. Obviously, when everything stopped during COVID, when it came back, antisocial behaviour was just, the issue was growing, and we just made a decision, look, we will leave it. I think people are broadly surviving without it.
Well, surviving without that, a lot of people too, as you can imagine, getting in touch about the fact, third world service to Westport, you can't even get a cup of tea.
We're very, 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 very close. I'd love to be able to tell you today about, we are planning a pilot service on at least one of the other routes. I can't tell you yet. We're not quite finished with arrangements, but it is something in quarter three of this year, which brings us to the end of September. We will definitely be starting.
But it's only a pilot run on one route.
It is a pilot because basically what we're doing is, can we provide this service commercially? Because right now we're funded for catering. It only covers Dublin, Cork and Belfast, which obviously benefits Kerry and Limerick as well. But this is to see
a vending machine.
Can it?
Surely we can get vending machines.
Now, we put vending machines in, we've got to take seats out, and we've just had a caller talk about
seats,
whatever.
It
is something we're looking at as well. There's electrics, there's things like that. But ultimately, I think people would like a trolley service, and that's what we're going to try and get sorted.
Barry Kenny, Head of Corporate Communications for There and We're There. And Barry, fair play to you for coming in to answer listener questions as always.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.